When you see a parsha titled "Kedoshim to you, here is how to become holy," you might think that it's full of esoteric, spiritual, kabbalistic tikkunim, the ways to become a monk, the ways to become holy. But if you look at the majority of mitzvos that make up our parsha, a lot of them are just very simple, interpersonal, basic human decency. Being a mensch. Don't steal. Help the poor. Don't bear a grudge. Love thy neighbor. Basic human decency. And you don't have to be religious to uphold values like these. Many atheistic societies also have ideals such as this. But the parsha reminds us several times that we can't leave God out of the picture. Parsha begins, Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. Part of being holy recognizes Hashem as part of the picture. And several times after a very basic human decency mitzvah, Torah adds the phrase, V'yareis ami Elokecha ani Hashem. You have to have Yirat Shamayim. You have to have a strong internal moral compass, because sometimes people don't know what you're thinking. Therefore, it takes a good sense of Yirat Shamayim to do the right thing. For example, Pasuk says, B'lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol. Do not trip someone up, which could refer to giving bad advice to someone. Rashi points out, who's going to know? You don't know what I'm thinking. You don't know what I know. Did I know it was bad advice? Do I have ulterior motives? Who's going to know? Adds the Pasuk, V'yareis ami Elokecha ani Hashem. You have to have Yirat Shamayim. Hashem knows. Or another example. Torah says one is obligated to stand up for a Talmud Chacham or an older person. But who's going to know, Rashi says. I could pretend I didn't see him. I didn't know he was there. Who's going to know? Torah adds, V'yareis ami Elokecha ani Hashem. God knows. You have to have that internal sense of morality, even when no one's watching, to uphold this ideal. However, a very surprising use of this phrase appears in a couple weeks in Parshas Behar. Pasuk says, "Velo sonu ish esam yiso." One should not verbally abuse his friend. Onas devarim, insulting other people, belittling someone. Here too, the pasuk adds, "V'yareis ami Elokecha ani Hashem." You're going to have a strong sense of Yirat Shamayim to keep this one. But that's really strange, because unlike giving bad advice or noticing a Talmud Chacham, yelling at someone is very out in the open. How can you hide something like that? Wouldn't everyone see you speaking derogatorily toward your friends? Why does a mitzvah like that require Yirat Shamayim? Rav Avraham Palm explained that, in reality, Onas Devarim really is a private mitzvah. Because most people don't have outbursts, don't lash out at people at the office or on the subway. The most common place for Onas Devarim is in the home. People we scream at the most, people we insult and don't respect, parents, siblings, spouse, children, people we take for granted. That's the place people tend to become aggressive. People tend to insult other people, to not respect their ideas, to interrupt them. It's no wonder that domestic violence is much more common than workplace violence, because domestic violence takes place in the privacy of one's home. But even without the extreme levels of domestic violence, just basic speaking with contempt, you know, not saying please and thank you. With our parents, our spouses, our children, that's the most common case of Onas Devarim. So Rav Palm explained, that's why the Torah adds, V'yareis ami Elokecha. If you don't yell loud enough, and if your walls aren't thin enough, who's ever going to know how I speak to my family? In public, I'm a perfectly civil, kind gentleman. But behind closed doors, who's going to know? It's very easy to be polite in the supermarket. But what happens after you come home? V'yareis ami Elokecha ani Hashem. This mitzvah also requires an internal sense of morality to recognize God is watching. In last week's parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Dalet, Hillel said, Al tadin es chavercha ad shetagi lemekomo. Don't judge your friend until you come to his place. Typically, this is understood to mean, you can't really know what someone's going through until you've experienced it yourself. As they say, don't judge someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes. After that, you could judge them. You know, you're a mile away and you have their shoes. What are they going to do? That's a typical approach to this Mishnah. Don't judge someone else until you've walked a mile in their shoes. But the Medrash Shmuel, written in the 1500s, he quotes another pshat. It's not talking about judging someone for bad. It just means judging to get a proper sense of what someone is, to properly assess someone. You might think, based on looking at someone, how he behaves in public, you really know what he's like. Al tadin es chavercha, don't presume to know what someone's really like, can't judge what he really is, until you really see what he's like in his own place, behind closed doors, in his home, with his family. How does he act then? He may act one way in public, But the real essence of what he's like is the way he behaves b'makomo, in his own private home. This idea also ties in to perhaps the most famous pasuk in our parsha, and arguably, maybe even the entire Torah. Even though we got to shave last week, we're still in the national avelis for Rabbi Akiva's 24,000 Talmidim, who died mipnei shelo nahagu kavod ze lezeh. They weren't respecting each other. And many have wondered, how could it be? Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, they would act disrespectfully to each other? Rabbi Akiva himself preached zeh klal gadol b'Torah. The most important Jewish value is love thy neighbor, v'yavta l'reacha kamocha. How could it be? You could imagine that Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva had this line plastered on every single wall, every shtender, every piece of school stationery. How could it be that his Talmidim behaved so disrespectfully toward each other, ignoring their own Rebbe's bumper sticker? Some say that maybe it was only after this tragedy Rabbi Akiva developed his mantra. In response to this terrible tragedy that came from people not respecting each other, he realized, wow, it must be so important to love thy neighbor. But what I think a better answer is that the question isn't a good question to begin with. These 24,000 students didn't die because they hated each other. Lo nahagu kavod ze lezeh. They didn't respect each other. And the truth is, there is no contradiction between loving someone and not respecting them. If anything, it's typically those that we love the most that we treat the worst. Rabbi Akiva was so successful in getting the Talmidim to feel that love and camaraderie and that brotherhood among each other that they took each other for granted. I don't have to say please. I don't have to say thank you. I don't have to listen to your shtickle Torah. I don't have to listen to what you have to say. We're friends. We're buddies. We're on the same level. I don't have to get up for you. And this is something we can attest with our very own experience, that we know that the people that we love the most, people we would die for, are the ones we tend to treat the worst, forget to say please and thank you to speak with contempt when talking to them. And this is why Onas Devarim really requires that Yirah Shamayim, because it really takes place in the privacy of our own homes, with those that we live with, be it our families or 12,000 pairs of roommates living in the yeshiva dorms. This is why you cannot really judge a person to get a true sense of his character, achatagila makomo, till you see what he's like in private. In the current environment, we find ourselves spending way more time with our families and in our homes than we ever could have imagined. And it's very challenging. It's more challenging than ever to keep our cool, to be patient, to speak respectfully to the people that we acknowledge we love the most. And every so often, it just takes a reminder. What we already know. And it requires requires an internal sense of morality to remember that we have to really appreciate how lucky we are to have people in our lives that we love, people we spend a lot of time with, and to actually treat them accordingly. Hashem should help us have this patience and this strength to use this time among our families to grow even closer and to love thy family. That's how we could become truly holy.